With Crop and Grove News, I'm Gary Cooper sitting in for Abby Taylor today. Seasonal rains keep falling in South Florida and Lake Okeechobee water levels and water releases keep making national news. The so-called green algae again heads through canals and urbanizing areas toward the ocean to the east and the Gulf of Mexico to the west. Farmers south of the lake continue to fight misinformation spread by proven anti-agriculture interest in the region, and inaccurate reporting in the midst of the confusion abounds. Meanwhile, with the Corps of Engineers announcing late last week more water releases due to high lake water levels, the topic is becoming quite a political football this election year. Whether you're a farmer or rancher north or south of the lake, farmer numbers in this debate are far fewer than urban voters, obviously. Regardless of the facts, the cloud of confusion has local farm interests and residents in lake area communities more than concerned about the future of their local economies, their homes, their farms, and their families, as they also live in the shadow of a dike around the lake that's in bad need of federal dollars for repair. Apparently, some with opinions about all of this either haven't considered or maybe have conveniently forgotten the original source of water destined for Lake Okeechobee comes from way farther north, where thousands of septic tanks still dot the landscape throughout the huge Kissimmee River Basin from the Orlando area south. That septic tank issue is also a big one for some of the affected South Florida canals, too, where the green algae is costing the most angst for those residents. One local group of concerned rural residents south of the lake is trying to get its voice heard. Tammy Jackson Moore is a co-founder of Guardians of the Glades.
Well, we're having today still a lot of conversation about green algae and the ecosystem that currently exists. The concern is a lot of the conversation is about the end product, about the end system. There's very little conversation about the beginning of the system and, you know, what's happening in the Kissimmee River that eventually flows south into Lake Okeechobee.
We're going to wade into this story more in the weeks and months ahead, so stay tuned. I'm Gary Cooper. This is Southeast AgNet.